Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I'd like to linger longer on these beautiful words. Quote, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Job 19, verses 25 to 27. Chronologically, this would be the first great confession in the Bible. This book is acknowledged to be the Word of God by believing Muslims, Jews, and Christians. But therein lie several problems. As later scriptures reveal, redemption could only come through the shedding of the blood of an acceptable sacrifice. For, quote, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22 in the ESV. Did Job understand this principle? Of course he did. Quote, Job would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. Job 1:5. Can Muslims and Jews then affirm these blessed words? Quote, I know that my Redeemer lives. What would it mean? First, that the Redeemer had died for Job's sins. There was no other way for God's justice to be satisfied. This would be acknowledged by many later prophets, Isaiah chapter 53 and David, Psalm 22 being the most obvious. But if the Redeemer, having made sacrifice by his own blood, now lives, it must also mean his resurrection from the dead. The Muslim, however, doesn't believe that Jesus died. The Jew doesn't believe he rose again. So of the three great monotheistic beliefs in the world, only the Christian can happily affirm these truths. Yes, quote, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. I can hardly wait.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.